Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 7.79, down 2 on the open. March, 7.94, down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 7.56, down a quarter on the open. March, 7.76, down 2. May, 7.66, up 11. July, 6.75, down 4 on the open. December corn opened at 3.78.5, up 1 on the open. March, 3.95, up 3 quarters. May, 4.06, up 1 and a quarter. July, 4.14, up 1. September, 4.21.5, up 4.5. December, 4.23.5, up 2.5. March of 2009, 4.32, up 4 on the open. January beans open at 10.71, up a half on the open. March, 10.88.5, up 1.25. May, 10.92, up 1.25. July, 10.97, up 1. September, 10.54, up 12. November of 2008, 10.18, up 1.5. In January of 2009, 10.21, up 1 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 288.50, up 80 on the open. The January contract also opened 80 higher at 291.50. December soybean oil opened at 45.25, up 45 on the open. January 45.55, up 29. At the Merck, December live cattle open at 95.55, up 37.5 on the open. February, 97.75, up 35. April, 98.20, up 25. June, 93.90, up 20 on the open. January feeders open at 109.45, up 62.5 on the open. March, 109.70, up 15. April, 110.90, down 2.5 on the open. December lean hogs open at 54.20, up 2.20 on the open. February, 61.80, up 1.60. April, 66.50, up 1.22.5. May, 73.65, up 30 on the open. And February bellies open at 91.40, up 200 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
We begin with the livestock part of the CME group today and focus in on that hog pit and ask you why such strength.
Well, I think, a couple of reasons. The cutout values, increased greatly yesterday. I think that we're seeing some possible export business, and I think that technically we were looking for a little bit of bounce, and I think it built on itself down in here, Dave. So those three things all together, why, here we go.
Is this a beginning of a market turn?
Well, I think this could be a market turn. I don't know. We've been awful choppy here for the last few days. We've wanted to buy the February hogs any time they went under $59, and so I don't know. We might see a little bit of profit taking up here at this level, so sort of keeping the trading range. I don't think they're ready to just take off and run and go another $6 or $8 higher, but I do think nice little turnaround today.
Before we get to the grains, a quick look at the outside markets or January crude. Is significantly higher, 181 on my tick. The Dow is making a nice turnaround after putting a low for its move in yesterday. The same thing with the S&P 500. Silver higher, 46 higher at the moment. The gold up as well. The U.S. dollar significantly lower today. And beans poking its way back above a long trend term line that it had fallen below. What are we thinking about this bean market?
Well, I mean, you know, we've seen every one of the outside markets that seem to affect the bean market all going the direction that would say higher beans, Dave. You know, we've got to remember a couple of things as we look here. The lead month hasn't been above $11 since 1973. And that was because the anchovies didn't come back in around Peru. So we've changed the market a lot as far as the meal and the oil goes along since that point in time. We've also devalued the dollar immensely since that point in time. So, you know, a couple things that way. But there is tremendous overhead resistance to break through $11. So that's one thing that we're happening looking at there. Will we continue to see the dollar collapse and crude oil keep gaining here? That's a big question. We don't know. And I think that's one of the things we have to answer or look at because we are tied very closely to that, along with one of the things that we had the House Ag Chairman Peterson suggesting an increase in the ethanol mandate and also talking about the idea that they might mandate more soy oil used in soy diesel coming up in the next, included in this farm bill. So those are some of the things that might be of the little driving force behind things today.
We had a key reversal lower yesterday. We're trying to reverse that trend and put in a key reversal higher potentially today. When you have these kind of swings, what does that tell you?
It tells you that the market is very indecisive up in here. They're not quite sure what to do, Dave. When it's choppy like that, a lot of times the choppy volatility, nervousness like that actually puts in the top rather than continues on up. So we have to see how the strength continues. Now, you know, if this dollar continues to keep collapsing, I imagine that we will move on up and break through that $11 mark.
And 1066, a level to watch in the lower side?
Yeah, I think, you know, basically as we move on down, we're going to, you know, we've got a ways to get down there, but we, of course, know that can happen rather rapidly. But, you know, if the dollar were to strengthen substantially, we can move down that 1060 bracket without a problem.
Let's turn our attention then to the corn market, and let me ask you this. Despite the good, I mean, solid, I mean, maybe even outstanding export business that we're seeing in the corn pit, the nearby spreads have shown a reluctance to improve. Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the things. We've got a lot of corn piles sitting out here, Dave, whether, you know, and those are owned by elevators. That isn't the farmer holding the bin tight. And we see a great return for those piles this year at this point in time, a lot earlier than usual. And I think there's fear out there that some of this corn will start to move here pretty soon, that trains will start being filled up. Grain will be moved before they have damage occur, and that way. And I think that's one of the reasons we're not that way. We've got plenty of corn for this year. It's the acreage for next year, and there, you know, what we'll plant in the spring, Dave. So, I mean, there's not a real reason to push the old crop right now.
Today, options go off the board. Will there be any action?
There's always some activity towards the end of the day when options go off the board, Dave. So there's no doubt in my mind we'll try to gravitate towards a strike price, depending on who's sitting on the side of it and what the big funds are sitting at.
At this point, as you're looking at it, does a 380 strike in these corn look like a likely place?
It's the closest one we're to. The odds are very high. We will gravitate down to it.
Also, let me also ask you this. As we look at March corn, is there any reason not to think that we could see a little bit of a softening here between now and the end of the year, maybe a dime, maybe a little bit more than a dime?
Well, you know, seasonal tendencies say yes to that, Dave, that basically we've got contracts made for a lot of farmers delivered December and January type grains. The elevators, the processors have bought in pretty much what they need. They let things back up a little bit and see what can happen. You know, we've got a lot of outside factors, the crude oil, the dollar, everything, especially telling us, you know, different things or maybe telling us different things down the road here. But, you know, there's no reason that we couldn't go up a dime or down 15 in the next couple weeks, depending on what the large funds decide to do.
Are you willing to say that a top has been established in a new crop wheat?
In the wheat, yes, I think we have. I think that's very evident. I think that the planting progress, the crop conditions, everything looking at like that we have probably had the top as far as that one goes. You know, we did buy the acres. We've got the acres increase. We've got the plantings in. And overall, we've got some pretty good conditions.
What do you make of yesterday's sell-off in the stock market?
You know, I'm not sure what triggered that, Dave, and I guess rather than just make something up, I'm going to say I just don't know.
It's interesting that I picked up on some rumors, and again, these are just rumors, that maybe the Fed might cut interest rates before its next official meeting on December 11th.
That was on two or three of the newswires this morning. So, you know, that could easily be what happened to the stock market yesterday. You know, it's just sort of funny because some of the radio shows we listened to driving over to the Illini football game on Saturday there was telling us just the opposite, that they thought that that the Feds were done lowering interest rates, and then we turn around on Monday and get the story that they might even lower it before the next meeting. So, sort of confusing.
Yes, it is. Thank you much, Wayne. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday.
Oh, you too, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 780 3/4, down a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat 756 1/2, up a quarter. July 679 unchanged. December corn 383 up 5 1/2. March $4 up 5 1/2. May 410 up 5 1/4. December of next year 426 3/4 up 5 3/4. January beans 1078 3/4 up 8 1/4. March 1094 3/4 up 7 1/2. May 1101 up 8 1/4. November of next year 1017 1/2 up 1. December soybean meal 288.90 up 120. December soybean oil 45.25 up 45. At the Merck, December lean hogs 53.65 up 165. Nove feeders at 10, well, they're not trading. The January 109.20 up 37 1/2. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.